It's Pauhana Friday at the Honolulu Museum of Art tonight. That means free admission to the museum. In fact, every Friday night through December. Last week, I went with a family pod of three plus two friends. You got to book your time in advance. You will have your temperature checked. Wear that mask and a shield if you'd like. And then, actually, my compadres agreed, wandering the galleries is a pleasure indeed. Helona Norton Westbrook is director of the Honolulu Museum of Art.
We are so excited to be reopened. And that's kind of the primary thing that we've been focused on in recent weeks, you know, just gearing up for our reopening and wanting to share with the community just a real sense of enthusiasm we have to kind of settle into this new rhythm. You know, it's clear that the pandemic is going to be with us for some time, right? So I think that there's a certain degree of understanding that there's a new normal that we have to embrace, right? And I think that we are just excited to start connecting with people again, you know, in a real physical space and to welcome people to the museum. You know, we've extended our hours on Friday and Saturday evenings. So we're open until 9 o'clock. Friday is our Pauhana Friday.
That's the best.
That's free. And we're really looking forward to, you know, having people come and experience the museum and just really excited to get back to it.
I saw someone sitting sketching in a room, which I have, of course, not seen for so long. I saw a young father with a baby papoose on walking slowly through the galleries.
We're taking every safety precaution, and the safety of our staff and of our community is of the utmost importance to us. So we have put a lot of time and thought into making sure from the moment that you arrive until you leave, you really feel safe and secure, and that the museum can truly be an oasis for our community, right?
You know, Hartford Healthcare and Texas Medical Association. I mean, a lot of these different groups have put out ratings for the, I guess, relative safety of certain activities. And on a 10 scale, visiting a museum is consistently around number 4. So it's low to moderate risk, I guess.
I think one of the things that we're really blessed with is just the beauty of our campus, right? And the wonderful kind of courtyard and exterior spaces that we have. We're going to be doing even more things to kind of activate the outdoor spaces. And really are going to embrace this as an opportunity to have people come in and experience the museum in that way as well.
Can we look behind the scenes a little, Helona? You know, museums are not immortal, and we're finding that out. You know, there have been polls taken in the museum industry, I mean, saying that maybe a third don't expect to make it to the end of the year.
That's right. So the Alliance of American Museums has a study out that they released at the beginning of the pandemic, which indicated that approximately 30% of museums are not going to survive the pandemic. And, you know, that is a sobering and terrifying number for our field. So something that we take really seriously. We are in a very good position in our museum.
What is the annual budget of the museum?
The annual budget ranges from about $13 to $15 million a year. If you kind of think about it, like, we have revenue from our visitors, right? Which is like admissions and cafe, purchases in the shop, right? That's about a third. And then you have the donations that come in through membership and through higher level donations that we're very appreciative of. And then we have money that we draw from the endowment. So as I said, we're lucky to have a strong endowment of about $60 million. That fluctuates a little bit. But that means that the endowment, you know, is always generating a small percentage that can support our operating budget.
You know, what about the museum school? Speaking of another thing people really care about.
Right now, the art school is closed, and there's two reasons for that. One is the pandemic, and we do not feel at this time that we can safely bring people together in traditional classes. So that's really, safety is top of mind. The other thing coinciding with that is that we have a grant and aid that we are putting towards renovations of the art school. And the idea is really to make that building as functional and well-maintained as possible for the long run, and also to really improve how we're running the classes there and to make sure that those facilities are really state of the art once we start to welcome people back into the space.
Helona Norton Westbrook, director of the Honolulu Museum of Art. In the Contemporary Hawaii Gallery there, a show by two influential Hawaiian artists, sculptor Sean Brown, whose many public commissions we enjoy, and multimedia artist Imaika Lanikalahele. It was fun to see them, and the old favorites too. The Van Gogh, the fabulous Gauguin, the Alex Katz looked really good the other night. I mean, just think, Almost everything we normally encounter is digital or mass-produced. Museums allow us to educate our eyes by looking at things that are well-made. Otherwise, how will we recognize quality?